This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi met with his country's top opposition leaders today to talk about rising tensions with China. This in the wake of a clash in the disputed Himalayan border region of Ladakh this week. India claims 20 of its soldiers were killed. China hasn't said if it suffered casualties. Each side blames the other for sparking the violence. It was the deadliest conflict between the two nuclear powers in nearly a half century. Both countries, however, appear ready to ease the situation, emphasizing the importance of their broader relationship. China says the meat and seafood areas in Beijing's wholesale food market have been severely contaminated by the coronavirus, and the government is focused on a resurgence of COVID-19 cases linked to the massive Xinfeidi Food Center, home to an ocean of trading halls. China is reporting 25 new infections today among 360,000 people who have been tested. The latest outbreak has struck more than 100 victims and raised fears of a wider spread. Still, Chinese health officials say they believe the spike has been contained. The official virus case count in China stands at about 85,500, with some 4,700 deaths. Germany today recorded 770 new infections, the highest daily number in a month. The outbreak is attributed in large part to tests administered to slaughterhouse workers. Germany has seen nearly 190,000 COVID cases, with almost 9,000 lives lost. A meatpacking plant in Britain has been shut down amid a COVID outbreak in Yorkshire. It was the third localized shutdown of its kind in recent days. The UK has the world's fifth highest number of coronavirus cases and the heaviest in all of Europe, about 302,000, with the death toll topping 42,000. Despite all of the above, Britain has lowered its virus threat level from 4 to 3, meaning an epidemic is in general circulation instead of level 4, meaning transmission is high or rising exponentially. Health Secretary Matt Hancock said lowering the threat level was a testament to what he called the British people's determination to beat the virus. This is VOA News. A livestock ship carrying 35,000 sheep has left Australia for the Middle East, 3 weeks behind schedule, with its crew now reportedly past its COVID-19 outbreak. The vessel left the West Coast Australian port of Fremantle today, bound for Kuwait. The departure came after the federal government approved an exception to a pandemic rule that bans the export of live sheep during the Northern Hemisphere summer. Worldwide, the coronavirus pandemic has now taken some 454,000 lives, with 8.5 million infections, and there is no letup in sight. Here in the United States, COVID-19 cases are moving toward 2.2 million, with more than 118,000 fatalities. The average number of deaths per day, now under 700, has dropped to the lowest level since March. But with states picking up the pace of economic reopenings, scientists said they fear the trend may soon reverse direction. Florida, Georgia, Texas, and Arizona are all seen as worsening problem areas as they suffer their largest rise in pandemic daily case numbers, and there are predictions Florida may be the next epicenter of disease in the U.S. A cause for worry for health officials here in the U.S., President Donald Trump's re-election rally scheduled for tomorrow in Tulsa, Oklahoma, another state where COVID-19 cases are increasing. The main event will be held in an indoor arena that seats 19,000 people. There will be no requirement for either wearing face coverings or social distancing. There is deep concern the rally and other campaign events tomorrow in Tulsa offer ideal conditions for spreading the virus. European stock exchanges are up today as investors keep their eyes trained on pandemic developments. French prices are up 1.3%. Earlier, Asian markets gained ground with Japan's Nikkei index up 0.5%. In Shanghai adding a full percentage point. Wall Street at this hour is up well over 100 points. U.S. markets have been fighting the downward pressure of unemployment numbers. New jobless claims this week climbed by 1.5 million. There is market unease that spikes in COVID cases could lead some states to reimpose stricter quarantine controls. European Union leaders today began the process of approving a record stimulus package for their deeply damaged economies. There is awareness of the need for help, but an unprecedented help, but there are divisions over how much aid and the terms it should carry. The EU, which has lost over 100,000 lives to COVID-19, faces an unprecedented economic downturn. China's central bank has given final approval for a network clearing license for American Express and a joint venture, allowing it to become the first foreign credit card company to launch onshore operations in China. The go-ahead comes against a backdrop of worsening relations between China and the United States, with disagreements over trade, Beijing's imposition of national security law for Chinese semi-autonomous territory of Hong Kong, and the handling of information on the pandemic. By remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.